Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terry Smith. Craig Riley's old ninth grade basketball coach, a man who a number of years ago had the same job in athletics as Joe Starkey, who was coaching ninth grade basketball,
according to the odds makers, by the way,
according to the odds makers, is now the favorite to be the Penn State head coach.
Well, it's because everybody else on the odds list has literally said no. And there's James, only one guy there. What are you supposed to do?
And James Franklin is going on social media, and you alerted me to this yesterday. And is posting pictures of, oh, it's National Signing Day. I'm so happy I have my big box of crumble cookies here with me. Because, as you pointed out,
BYU,
their big donor.
Yeah, the forces that kept him, one of the two.
Cookie company.
One of the two was the crumble cookie guy.
Yep, and he is now mocking his former employer.
I'm just going to say this.
He is dancing around. He's dancing on their grave and saying, I'm winning the divorce by a mile right now, Penn State. You didn't think I was good enough? Who are you guys going to hire to be your next coach? Jay Paterno at this point? Does Tom Bradley want the job? Wait, I like Tom a lot.
Where the hell is this James Franklin crumble cookie thing?
It's out there.
By the way, James Franklin, not that I'm here to defend James Franklin literally whatsoever.
Yep.
He is on track right now to have Virginia Tech's first top 25 recruiting class in almost a decade.
If you, in all seriousness, though, I mean, people can call in right now and want to entertain the hypothetical. Would Tomlin win a national championship at Penn State, which is what Ben said at 412-928-9370. The other question, though, is still, who should Penn State hire? When we asked this question the day after James Franklin was fired, I honestly feel like now all of the names that people called in with have been completely exhausted. There's none left. All of the guys we were like, oh, okay, that's not bad. I see pros and cons.
I'm trying to think of even a group. I'm trying to think of a hot name in the group of five that's even a regional fit.
I said to you, you're like, Bob Chesney at James Madison. I'm like, man, they're really going to go that. They're going to have to scrounge around that deep. They're going to have to go to that bottom of the barrel. He's already taken another job.
They'd be happy to have him at this point.
Brian Hartline picked USF today because allegedly Ohio, Penn State never even wanted him.
The alleged thing I've heard about USF is they're actually right now going to try to like fund that team like it's a true Power Four school, like roster wise. So he might have a better chance to cruise in that way. Can I just
better chance, Chris? Is Penn State versus USF?
No, they're just going to fund it like in that group of five. They'll be so dominant that it'll be perfect for him. I need to say this about the Franklin Twitter feed now because I've fallen down this rabbit hole briefly. Doesn't he strike you as somebody that would scrub most of his old Penn State tweets or have somebody do it for him?
Yeah.
His Twitter feed jumps from October 10th, Northwestern, 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 we are. November 25th, welcome to the bird, this is home. It's just Virginia Tech. Fix the Twitter feed.
And Donnie just tweeted it out. The donors at Penn State are now imploring Pat Kraft to hire Terry Smith. This is what it's come to.
Well, I didn't tweet that, but On3 did.
No, I know. You retweeted it. They pushed James Franklin out the door. Their plan has blown up in their face. And now the Penn State fans are saying the guy that was on Franklin's staff with no collegiate coordinating or head coaching experience is the guy we want to lead our program. Do you get any, as a Pitt guy, do you get any satisfaction out of this?
I'm amused by it. I'm very amused by
it. You, Don?
I mean, watching them just trip over their own feet, repeat. Like, Pat Kraft is basically doing the chili scene from The Office where he's carrying the chili and he just spills it everywhere. Like, he has absolutely...
Kevin Stallings looking guy.
Yeah, he has... whose name on the show is Kevin. He's absolutely just bungled this beyond measure. And I think he was within his rights to be ready to fire Franklin when he did. I think people saw it as an abrupt thing. But he's getting beat up by a power broker agent. And on some level, too, I think this has to be the other thing. Their pride's got to be getting in the way. If they genuinely like haven't called on some of these group of five guys, or they didn't actually reach out on Heartline or other stuff, sorry, you're Penn State. That's great. You don't get to hire somebody else's sitting head coach. You don't get to poach Lane Kiffin. How about Brian Kelly? How about you just circle back around?
Might be their guy.
I told you this before. Sorry, Donnie. I just want to get this thought out before I let you say how you feel. I told you when you asked me at the beginning of this about Syracuse's football coach, I honestly think at this point they could do considerably worse. I know they lost to Notre Dame 70-7 and had a 3-9 season. He won 10 games there last year.
That's why I said
Fran Brown.
Which
is almost impossible to do. When you want to talk about recruiter, the guy gets players. Season went belly up because Steve Angeli from Notre Dame tore his Achilles tendon against Clemson.
I would actually make that call if I were Pat Kraft.
Don?
They made the right move when they fired James Franklin. Apparently they had no idea how difficult it could be to find a new one, because I do agree with Chris. I mean, if they didn't reach out to some of these coordinators, whether it be a Heartline or some of the...
How about Mike Shanahan? Our buddy Fred just texted us. He's at Indiana with Cignetti. Why aren't you trying to get him?
Because he's a Pitt guy and they don't like that.
Or some of the like group of five guys.
Do you get
like
a kick out of this?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's...
Of course. I mean, you said he's a Pitt guy. Hold on, Don. I'll let you finish too. At this point, you shouldn't care where the guy went to school. He could have gone to a dental college.
Think they care about that stuff.
Anyway, Don.
Because it is an example of perhaps a school that thinks that they're so high and mighty. Oh, we don't have to dive down and ask Brian Heartline. We don't have to ask about Bob Chesney. I know that it's like alleged that they may not have asked, but now here they are on National Signing Day, which I know isn't as big of a deal as it used to be because of the NIL and transfer portal era.
And Montana State is a better recruiting class.
They have
them.
The 135th ranked recruiting class in college football. And one of their two big recruits is not even like nationally ranked, like on the boards.
Wow.
Like he's outside of like the top 300 or 350. I mean, they've absolutely butchered this. And if I'm James Franklin, I'm kicking up the feet tonight, and I'm getting a very hearty laugh in, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.